Jason Isbell, the 400 unit from the Nashville Sound. That one's called Anxiety right here on 90.3 KNBA, where music matters. We heard from Willie Porter and Carmen Nickerson, Porter Nickerson with Earthquake. The track was actually on Willie's last album that they performed live here. Vampire Weekend with Everlasting Arms. And we start out with brand new music, some fun stuff from Lake Street Dive, Good Kisser from their new album, Free Yourself Up. It is 8:26. Thanks so much for tuning into the Morning Line program. A reminder, a high wind warning remains in effect until 7 o'clock this evening for Turnagain Arm in the upper hillside. Gusts of wind to 80 miles per hour expected. So do be aware of that. 8:26. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chiflick, and we've got a guest that just blew into the studio. Niels Andreessen is the executive director of the Institute of the North. Welcome. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks.
So I hear we've got this big festival and summit in town. You're the executive director of the institute that's helping put it on, right?
Yeah. So the Institute of the North and the Anchorage Museum are co-hosting the North by North Summit and Festival, April 27th through 29th.
So I've got this book,
right,
and it's the program schedule. It's like, oh, it's kind of chock full of good events, really more than the scope of our program. Well, you know, if I read them all, we'd just be reading them.
Yeah.
But I noticed that there's definitely a northern theme to this, and it's kind of like circumpolar and kind of Arctic. And, what's the sort of mission of the Institute of the North?
Yeah. But for the Institute, our goal is to, and especially with regards to the North by North Festival, it's to raise awareness about northern issues, to inspire and inform Alaskans about the innovation and resilience ecosystem that we have here. And North by North, 155 speakers over the course of 3 days, including speakers from Iceland and Finland and Canada and around the world.
Yeah, I see some real big names here, like Dr. Liza Mack and Gail Mosey from the Renewable Energy Laboratory and various things like that. So, who's the intended audience for this?
So the whole thing is framed around the Sustainable Development Goals, so agreed to by the UN and just about every nation. In the world, we've chosen four of these to focus on. So good health and well-being, renewable and affordable energy, climate action, and sustainable communities, which for us is housing and food production. So if you're interested in any of those four areas, if you want to learn more, if you've got something you're working on related to those, then this will be the place to be. And each of those issues link back to just about all of Alaska that I can think of.
And if people are interested in joining or learning more or going to the festival, is there a registration process?
There is, yeah. So everything is at nxnfestival.com, the website. There's a registration process online. You can also register at the door. There's a 3-day pass, and then there's daily passes for if you can only make it for Friday or a Saturday, then register for one of those. There's a complete film festival program. You can do that through your museum admission. For members, it would be free. And then for others, just a regular museum pass would get you into the film festival.
And so, you know, I see on the schedule, I see a lot of different things, like you're mentioning well-being and sort of this sounds like it has a really holistic sort of view of the people of the North.
I think so. I think North by North really captures for the North by Northerners, right? And so it's really the Sustainable Development Goals are somewhat abstract, international. They don't feel Alaskan or even Arctic in a lot of ways. So our goal is to identify what makes sense for Alaskans and for Northerners, and to bring Alaskans to the forefront in helping to address them. And already there's so many stories of Alaska companies and research institutions, agencies that are doing a lot to address the challenges in front of us, turning those into solutions and actually exporting them to the rest of the world.
Kind of taking the sort of deficit model and saying, hey, well, what are our strengths as Northern?
These are definitely assets that we have. And I think for too long, the narrative around the North has been one of lack or gaps or challenge. And it's so much more than that, because we have so much to offer other places who are geographically distant, who have remote and small communities, where indigenous peoples are thriving and dependent on food security. All those factors that make us unique are actually things that we can share with others.
Doesn't get any better than that, right? I mean, this is.
I don't think. Well, it does. the opportunity then is not just to capture what Alaska is doing, but to connect what Alaska is doing to other northern regions.
I just got a quick question for you too, Nils. Danny here. With President Macron paying the big first, initial state visit to the White House this week, the Paris Accord is certainly taking a high profile. Will there be discussion of the Paris Accord and ramifications of not including the United States ratification? Will there be discussion of that at the summit?
Yeah. There's actually a number of different climate talks, including somebody from SAIS in Washington, D.C., who will talk about different transitions that China, California, Germany have gone through and what the implications are for Alaska. The Institute of the North is actually the secretariat for the governor's climate action leadership team. And so I think we'll see beyond what the U.S. agrees to or doesn't. State efforts, community efforts to address risk and resilience.
Okay, marvelous. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, with the grand scope of all these things, how does a person sort of like focus on what they want in this festival?
Yeah. They don't. I think the focus is on innovation and resilience. So if you're interested and care about, best practices, new approaches, Alaska expertise and the future, then all of these things will mean something to you at some level. Where you have priorities related to affordable and clean energy or good health and well-being, there are sessions specific to those issues. Both cool talks, which are TED-style talks with kind of high-level, fast-paced presentations by expert speakers, and then warm conversations where in a fishbowl setting or panel discussion, experts are discussing innovative solutions, ways to turn challenge into opportunity, and engaging in, with the audience. So there's a number of different paths for any specific issue. But then more broadly, just all the things that are going on that should be exciting and inspiring for Alaskans.
And so, I can tell you're passionate about these topics. And what's your sort of, what are you looking forward to?
Saving the world. No. So a couple different things that are important for me, for the Institute of the North. We're just coming off the U.S. chairmanship of the Arctic Council last year. Only 5% of Alaskans during that period and in the previous few years had a chance to participate in an Arctic activity, an event, a conference, or something. So North by North should be for everybody. It should make the Arctic more accessible. It's not far and distant for us here in Alaska. So not only making the Arctic and the North accessible, but I think changing the narrative to the Arctic being a place of leadership and opportunity and something and a region where we have a lot to offer the rest of the world.
Kind of a step back from what we see sometimes, which is that sort of outpost mentality where you're out here and it's like, really, this is our home.
Right.
So
it is. And for as much as it's unique, it's very similar to other northern regions. So we have a great international list of speakers who are participating throughout, who are sharing their experiences. And I think growing this neighborhood or this family, I think, of people who are working on similar things and who want to work with us to address our issues.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. And more information is available at the website.
NXNfestival.com, or you can register day of at the museum. We have an opening reception on Thursday night, the 26th, and then things start full tilt on Friday morning. So,
thanks so much to our guest, Nils Andersen Andreasen, the executive director of the Institute of the North.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Dan? Thank you, Nils. Thank you, Frank Chaitluk. It's 8:35. Alabama Shakes, Brett Denon and Waylon Jennings all coming up.
News programming on KNBA is sponsored by BP Alaska, fueling Alaska's future.
Lakota John has been flexing his musical muscles since he was a child. His album, The Winds of Time, gives listeners a chance to hear how he's matured into the world of blues. Here's some of his Oglala Lakota Lumbee ragtime.
Headed down to New Orleans.
Lakota John will be with us on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.